it's a tough environment down in Washington, D.C., Tom, particularly if you're the Speaker of the House. Apparently there's some people out there that kind of want your job, I think. So let's go to our expert down there, Bloomberg Government and Capitol Hill reporter Maeve Sheehy joins us. Maeve, can you explain to us what's happening in the House of Representatives right now? Mr. Gaetz from Florida wants to make a change in speakership. How does that actually work?
Yeah, so sometime today, or potentially tomorrow, but McCarthy signaled he's probably going to bring the vote up today, the House will need to potentially vote to oust him as Speaker. And that means that basically Gaetz needs a simple majority. So if he gets a few Republicans on board with all Democrats to oust McCarthy, then the Speaker will likely be vacated. But there's also a potential that there could be a motion to table, which would stop the vote from happening in the first place.
Maeve, you're a beast on this. I mean, you're at Politico. And folks, there's got to be somebody at Politico who actually monitors social media. You know, they have no life. They work 85 hours a week. You know, they sleep and they look at TweetDeck.
Yep.
That was Maeve. That's what Maeve did in a previous life. Is Gaetz swayed by the Beltway zeitgeist at all, or is he just completely removed from it?
There are some rumors abounding that he might consider running for governor. So he's less concerned about D.C. politics and more concerned about things at home. Ron DeSantis' term limit is out after this year. So I think that that's probably where his focus lies right now, is more on Florida than on D.C. politics as a whole.
Maeve, what do we think the Democrats are going to do here? I guess the question is, will the Democrats come to the aid and support of the Speaker or not? What's the calculus there, the political calculus?
So Democrats are actually meeting right now, and a big part of their meeting is going to be to discuss how to proceed. If just a few of them vote present, so, you know, just basically don't vote on this, they could potentially flip the math and make McCarthy keep his seat. But Democrats, even centrists, have said that McCarthy will need to make some concessions if that's the case. And at least publicly, McCarthy has said that he's not willing to do that.
So give us a sense of timing here. It feels like it's going to be a quick move here if there's anything that actually happens.
Yeah, McCarthy said that he would like to bring the vote at about 2 p.m. today. And after that, what happens is probably a motion to table, a motion to basically say, let's not do this vote. And after that, if the motion to table is successful, then this will kind of be out of McCarthy's hands and he'll be fine. If it's not, then we'll have to move forward with a vote sometime in the next couple of days.
And without whatever the outcome, and I know Mr. Scalise of Louisiana has been mentioned, but is there like a Speaker of the House on deck?
Yeah, McCarthy, when he first took the speakership, he wrote a private name that went to the House clerk, basically. And if he is ousted, then that person would become the acting Speaker as they presided over election for a new Speaker. It's not clear who the new Speaker would be, though. Scalise has been floated. Tom Emmer, the whip, has been floated. So there's a lot of uncertainty around that.
So I guess the question is, if you're the Democrats, you know, I know what I've got with McCarthy. I'm not sure what I may get with a new Speaker. Has there been anything from the White House, this administration, about how they'd like to see it play out?
The White House has been pretty quiet on this, although I will say that McCarthy did wear out some of his goodwill with the White House after the debt ceiling negotiations. There was some agreement on top line numbers, and the White House saw that as what appropriations bills would be written at. And then the House actually ended up writing them at a lower number. So the White House sees McCarthy as having broken that deal, which it kind of causes some negative feelings there. Also, the impeachment inquiry that McCarthy announced also kind of complicates that relationship.
Maybe we had John, we really don't care about Washington. But the only reason we have to be fair and balanced here at Bloomberg Surveillance, I have been so duked out that I got to go to 14th rank UNC. And they got a ginormous setup of two games here. They're playing Syracuse. Okay, big game, sold out. And then Miami, ranked 17th, shows up. This is real football, Paul.
Real football on Tobacco Road.
Maeve, you know, please help us here with the durability of UNC football. Are they destined for a bowl game this year?
It's still early. You know, they'll be fine. They'll come back.
But the real question is, are they going to be able to field a basketball team this year?
I think yes. I think we're going to do great in March Madness this year.
She's never coming out again.
Yeah.
Maeve Sheehy, thank you so much. This is great. Maeve, you got to be on weekly here. We got to have the UNC hour with Maeve Sheehy. Thank you so much. I'm Bloomberg Government. And of course, McCarthy and Gates, very seriously, folks, working right now. Gates scheduled to be with Amory Horton and Joe Matthew last night. Had to cancel it.
Oh, is that right?
Had a small matter on the floor.
Okay.
And he will be with Anne-Marie and Joe here in the coming days. We're working. His people are, you know, what's so cool about this is his people are talking to the balance of power people.
Right.
We don't have any people.
We are the people.
But when you're in Washington, you have people.
You
so
have
their people.
People
are talking to their people, and we'll move that forward. But look to balance of power tonight. Some key guests on tonight.